Olaf Falk Pedersen is technology manager for the Technology Center Mongstad. He says the carbon capture plant has been built next to a natural gas-fired power plant plus an oil refinery.
So we are using exhaust gas from both natural gas-fired power plant and from the refinery cracker, which is similar to a coal-fired power plant. We are trying to lower the carbon footprint and reduce technically environmental risks related to these facilities.
Pedersen says the CO2 plant opened just over a month ago and is still at the startup stage.
At present, this is a kind of a catch and release facility. We capture the CO2 and we release it into the atmosphere. But it's planned to put in a full-scale CO2 capture unit at Mongstad with transport and storage.
TCM is working with partners including Shell Oil and Statoil, a company two-thirds owned by the Norwegian government. The only carbon capture facility in the United States is at the Great Plains Synfuels plant near Beulah. There, CO2 is piped to Saskatchewan for enhanced oil recovery. But Pedersen says enhanced oil recovery is not in TCM's immediate plan.
It has been studies related to EOR also in the North Sea. But so far, this project has not gone further. They have basically stopped. But of course, in the long run, it can also be interesting for EOR used in the North Sea. But we will just store it.
The plan is to store the CO2 under the North Sea. But Pedersen says there is another potential use, and that is to grow algae for fish food.
We have a cooperation with a company, and they are within the fish farming market, which is the second largest export product in Norway, salmon. And they are very interested in getting a hold of food for the fish industry and that they can use. And one possibility is to grow algae where they're using CO2. And light.
Pedersen says TCM is hoping to attract more partners who have ideas for using the waste gas for profit. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson in Trondheim, Norway.